course, today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. When we celebrate the saints, we're celebrating those who are now with God in heaven. And so us celebrating them does nothing to help them, does nothing to add to their glory. They've achieved their goal. They're with God. But in honoring them, there are several things that we are doing. First of all, we are acknowledging the work that God has done in them. And we're celebrating that. Because the very work that God has done in them, He is doing in us. That this work of salvation is being accomplished in us. But also in honoring them, we seek their help. We seek their assistance. As I've mentioned on a number of occasions, the saints want us to go to heaven more than we want to go to heaven. We might say that we want to go to heaven, but we do precious little about it. The saints desperately want us to share in their glory. They know the struggle. They understand the struggle that we go through. But they also know the glory. They know the reward, and they know that it's worth it, whereas for us, very often, we're not sure. You know, we're not sure if the struggle is worth it. So again, the saints can help us. That's why we invoke the saints at every Mass, because we're asking them to assist us in our journey, to overcome the obstacles that are laid before us, so that one day we can share in their joy. Now, when we look at today's readings, first of all, we look at the second reading and the gift that God has given to us. It says, we are now called children of God because that's what we are. There we're celebrating the grace that God has given to us to transform us from being creatures of God to being children of God. To realize that this is not our doing. There's nothing we could have done to achieve that of our own accord. It's a gift given to us by Almighty God, starting in baptism, but each of the sacraments plays a role in either restoring or perfecting that gift that God has given to us, that gift of divine sonship. The gospel is speaking to us about what's involved. I mean, obviously we're saved by God's gift, but God wants us to be involved as well. So when we look at the Beatitudes, these are the things that Jesus is telling us that we need to do. These are the things we need to incorporate within our own lives if we want to share in the joy that our baptism promises to us. And finally, in the Gospel reading, we're shown, first of all, the numbers of those who are in heaven. Now, I say we're shown the numbers, we're not really shown the numbers. But it talks, first of all, that he saw these 144,000. But listen carefully. It's not just 144,000. It's 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. And it's a very symbolic number. That's why we can't take the number just on face value. Because the number 144,000 is a highly symbolic number. But then what does he say? He said, then I saw a number impossible to count. That's why I say the number really isn't given to us. Because it's a number impossible to count from every nation under heaven. So again, the first number, 144,000, was of the tribes of Israel. This number impossible to count is from all people, all the nations under heaven. So we're not given an exact number, but we know that there are a multitude of people that are going to experience the salvation that Jesus has won for us, but always going through the purification that is necessary for us to enter into heaven. That's why when the angel asks, do you know who these are? Do you know who these people are? He said, well, you know. In other words, tell me. I don't know, you tell me. He says, these are those who have gone through the great ordeal and have made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. What an image. Can you imagine making anything white by washing it in blood? Usually you don't get that kind of result. But here they're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And actually, this year in the Evergreen School Division, the theme is about being called to worship, called to witness. It's about witnessing. But the word for witnessing, or the Greek word for witness, is martyria. So a martyr is a witness. And that's what is being indicated primarily. I mean, we know that not all the saints were martyrs. But there is a very great number of the saints that we honor today who have laid their lives down for the sake of the gospel. And so we honor all of these. We celebrate the gift that God has given to them, but we ask for their help because we know that the journey that we are on is a perilous journey. It's a difficult journey. We ask for their help so that we will receive both the encouragement and the strength that's needed so that we can faithfully walk in the footsteps of Christ until we too share in the joy of the saints. Let us now profess our faith in God.